Concavity. In this lesson, we're going to discuss what is called concavity in mathematics. Consider a case where you have a function y equals f of x, where we can take the first derivative, y prime, equals f prime of x. F prime of x is the slope of the function. If we take the second derivative, f double prime of x, or y double prime, then we have the derivative of the slope. So the first derivative measures the slope of the function f of x. The second derivative measures how the slope changes. So we can have a function where the slope is positive, negative, or equal to zero, as is illustrated in the graph. However, if we look at this function, it's dome-shaped. So the slope, in this case, is always negative. As we move up the dome, the slope starts off positive and quite steep. But as we approach the top, the slope is becoming closer and closer to zero. So the change in the slope is negative because the slope is declining. Past the top of the function, we see the slope becomes negative, and as we go down the dome, the slope is getting steeper or more negative. This is in fact what is called a concave function. So let's look at an example of one. Consider the function y equals 10x minus x squared. If we take the derivative, y prime, we get 10 minus 2x. And we can tell by looking at this function that the slope of 10x minus x squared, given by our derivative, will be positive whenever x is less than 5, and will be negative whenever x is greater than 5, and will equal 0 at x equals 5. You can test that out yourself. So let's take the second derivative, y double prime. Well, that will equal negative 2. So in this case, the second derivative is negative, and it's a constant. That means that no matter what value of x or where we are on the dome, that the second derivative is always negative. So in a case where the second derivative is always negative, we have a function that is universally concave. This is illustrated in our graph. So we can see when x is 0, the function f of x is 0. So 10 times x, or 10 times 0 minus 0 squared, is simply 0. So we start here. As we increase the value of x traveling horizontally, the function is increasing, but is increasing at a decreasing rate. So as we move up the dome, we see that the function is getting flatter and flatter. And that is illustrated by the derivative function y prime. So consider if we try a value such as x equals 2. If we go up, put x equals 2, plugging into the original function, 10 times 2 minus 2 squared, we get the value 16. But if we plug 2 into the derivative function, we get 10 minus 2 times 2 is 4. 10 minus 4 is 6. So the slope of the dome is 6 to 1. So let's suppose we increase the value of x to, say, 4. Then we can go up to the dome. If we plug in 4 into the function, 10x minus x squared, we'll get the number 24. If we plug 4 into the derivative function, we get 10 minus 2 times 4, or 10 minus 8 equals 2. So right at the point where the function is where x equals 4, the slope of the dome is 2. So notice how the slope value has gotten smaller. At x equals 5, which is where the dome is at a maximum, we can see that 10 minus 2 times 5 is in fact 0. So that in fact tells us when the function is at a maximum in this case. After that, if we plug in larger values such as, say, 6, then we go up to the dome and we plug 6 into the function 10x minus x squared, and we get 24 again. So the dome has the same height at x equals 4 as x equals 6. But when we plug 6 into our derivative function, so 10 minus 2 times 6, then we get 10 minus 12 is negative 2. So the slope of the dome in this case is negative 2. If you look below, we'll see that suddenly appeared is a series of values for x, y, y prime, and y double prime. So these apply to the dome we're looking at. So in the case where x equals 3, the height of the dome is 21, the slope of the dome is 4, and the curvature, or the second derivative, is negative 2. When we increase x to 5, then the value of y is 25, and that's where we're at the top of the dome. So the first derivative is 0. The second derivative is the same as before, negative 2. So the slope, though 0, still wants to become negative. And then at another value of x equals 8, we see that the y function takes on the value 16, the derivative function takes on the value negative 6, and the second derivative, again, is negative 2. So the function's curvature, we say, is negative 2. So as we move up the dome, the slope is decreasing by a rate of negative 2 at every increment. Okay, so let's stop there.